Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Sunday evening, November 9th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is...
With family support, adults in rural China reduced blood pressure by average of 10 millimeters Hertzgram. New research presented at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 2025 revealed that adults in rural China saw a significant reduction in blood pressure with family support. The Healthy Family Program included regular monitoring, low-sodium salt substitutes, and lifestyle education, resulting in an average 10-millimeter-term decrease in systolic blood pressure. Even 6 months post-program, participants maintained a 3.7-millimeter-Hg lower blood pressure. This family-based approach could be a promising strategy for reducing blood pressure in under-resourced communities, highlighting the importance of family involvement in promoting healthy habits.
For Black adults in food deserts, food delivery and dietary guidance reduced blood pressure. A grocery support program based on the low-sodium DASH eating plan, providing home-delivered groceries and dietary counseling, reduced blood pressure levels in Black adults living in food deserts. Participants who received groceries and dietitian guidance saw greater improvements in blood pressure and cholesterol levels compared to those given a monthly stipend. However, after the program ended, blood pressure and cholesterol levels returned to baseline. Lead author Stephen P. Juracek emphasized the importance of access to healthy foods for cardiovascular health. The study, presented at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 2025, highlights the impact of nutrition on heart disease risk factors and the need for public health programs promoting healthy eating habits. Chance to win cash doubled medication use, yet led to similar blood pressure reductions. A study of 400 adults with high blood pressure found that participants were twice as likely to take their blood pressure medication when offered daily cash rewards, yet they did not achieve better blood pressure measurements compared to those not offered rewards. The Behavioral Economics Trial to Enhance Regulation of Blood Pressure, Better BP, study included participants who were eligible to win cash rewards for medication adherence. The rewards group had a 71% medication use rate, compared to 34% in the control group. Despite similar blood pressure reductions, participants in the rewards group reverted to previous habits after the rewards program ended. This study highlights the complexity of improving medication adherence and the need for further research in this area. Driving timely diagnosis and treatment for heart valve disease to save lives. More than 28 million people worldwide are living with heart valve disease, contributing to over 60,000 deaths annually in the U.S. The American Heart Association is launching the Heart Valve Initiative to improve patient outcomes through education and science. This initiative, supported by Edwards Life Sciences, aims to enhance patient care and early detection of heart valve diseases like aortic stenosis. Over the next 5 years, the initiative will focus on guideline-based care, hospital certification programs, public reporting, and multimedia education for both professionals and patients. The goal is to drive timely diagnosis and management, improve quality of care, and increase awareness about heart valve disease to save lives. Heart attack risk halved in adults with heart disease, taking tailored vitamin D doses. Adults with heart disease who had a previous heart attack and took vitamin D doses tailored to reach optimal blood levels reduced their risk of another heart attack by more than half compared to those who did not have their vitamin D blood levels optimized. The study, presented at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 2025, found that personalized dosing of vitamin D supplements resulted in a 52% lower risk of heart attack. Researchers monitored participants' vitamin D levels and adjusted doses to maintain levels above 40 nanograms per milliliter. This approach could improve patient care by focusing on individualized vitamin D supplementation. Before making any changes to their vitamin regimen, individuals with heart disease are advised to consult their cardiologist.
A cup of coffee a day may not be harmful for some adults with AFib and could lower episodes. A new study presented at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 2025 found that adults with atrial fibrillation, AFib, who drank a daily cup of coffee were 39% less likely to have a recurrence of AFib compared to those who avoided caffeine. The 200-person trial challenges the belief that caffeine may worsen abnormal heart rhythms. Researchers suggest that AFib patients can try naturally caffeinated drinks like tea and coffee if they enjoy them. However, some individuals may still find that caffeine triggers or worsens their AFib symptoms. The study, published in the peer-reviewed journal JAMA, provides valuable insights for managing AFib in coffee drinkers.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.